From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Keanu Reeves, he's the dude. I'm not a big fan of his acting, but he's apparently a pretty nice guy.
He is a pretty nice guy.
Especially. So, what happened was, he was on a flight Saturday. A commercial flight from San Francisco to L.A. Don't know if he was on Southwest. I don't know the airline. Whatever. But there was mechanical problems.
That's never a good thing.
No. So they diverted the flight to Bakersfield.
Ooh, how exciting.
I know, right? It landed safely there in Bakersfield. Everybody's good. Unfortunately, you know, Bakersfield's like 100 miles away from L.A.
Yes.
So our buddy, Mr. Keanu Reeves, jumps into action, helps out his fellow passengers, and he gets them a van, and he drives them to L.A., a little country music, road trip.
That's cool.
Yeah. He used his phone to read facts about Bakersfield in this van.
How fun.
Like he was the tour guide from Bakersfield.
While he was driving?
Well, I think there was a driver. Anyway, he took them all on a van ride to Burbank.
Okay.
You know, that's where the other
band ride.
Yeah. So, and he eventually got off at a Carl's Jr. too, apparently. So
hey, gotta feed the people.
Who knows? But, you know, I'm reminded of that that Dwight Yoakam country song, A Thousand Miles from Nowhere. Kind of describes Bakersfield.
A thousand miles from nowhere.
Yep. So anyway, Keanu Reeves, good guy. Bill and Ted coming out. All right, what's going on?
Well, people really don't seem to want J-Rod to be happy now, do they?
Oh, come on.
Nothing like little social medias.
Yeah.
Now there's a Playboy model who claims that A-Rod was hitting her up a few weeks
Are you kidding me?
Before he proposed.
Are you kidding me?
Her name is Zoe Gregory. She claims he was asking her for sex videos and demanding they hook up. And he even asked her to make arrangements with other girls.
Really?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Now, you might recall Jose Canseco previously said that his ex-wife was giving the business to A-Rod.
The business.
But she denied it.
She did?
She probably got paid.
Well, yeah, but no.
Now, Zoe, by the way.
Do we believe this, though? I mean, do we believe this?
I don't know. Maybe there's a little truth in everything, but not everything is true.
Why would a Playboy? Is she a centerfold or a bunny or what is she?
She's a Playboy model. A model.
Why would she say these kinds of things? Except maybe she wants to direct people to her new sex video.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Why wait till now?
What's her name?
Why people wait? Well, her name is Zoe Gregory.
Never heard of her.
She's done. Now, maybe you know her under her porn name of Robin Banks.
Banks?
Not, Banks with an X.
Not Bangs. You know, we're talking about, you know, a hairstyle, bangs, right?
Yes, naturally. Robin Banks with an X. You probably don't want to Google that at work.
Probably not a good idea. You'll get what you think you're going to get when you Google a porn star at work. Oh, yeah. Well, then you'll be popular until HR comes by.
Right.
Then not so popular. Yeah. That happens. That happens.
Maybe people will
bring
you some
boxes. Though? Do we buy this? And do we care? We don't care.
No.
But you know what? I mean, you know, you're J-Rod, and you're like, they've been through everything before. And everybody knows he's a playa. She might be one, too. Maybe they have an understanding. I prefer to think they have an understanding. Kind of like Halle Berry probably has an understanding.
Oh, God. All right, now,
I snuck that one in early today.
Okay, well, thank goodness it's over. Hey, being isn't always a good thing. And I've always said this. Just ask Rob Lowe.
Oh, God.
Well, if you recall, his career took a huge hit.
Yes, it did.
Back in 1988.
I remember those days. Yes, I do.
I wish it was still the 80s or 90s.
I miss the 80s.
Or the early 2000s.
You know what? They have that thing that's called I Love the 80s.
Yeah.
I call it I Miss the 80s. I miss the 80s. I know. I get the feels.
The feels.
Yeah.
Okay, so you might remember when he made a sex tape with a 16-year-old girl.
I do remember that. I did not see it.
Now, for the
record, this was in the days before the internet.
Yes.
So I've not seen this tape.
For the record.
I think you had to buy this tape at the video store in the back room with the curtain.
Yes.
Remember that? And it was only on VHS. Not available on DVD.
Well, the tape was made in Atlanta, where the age of consent was, disgustingly, 14 at the time.
I remember that. I've known people from Georgia. That's where Atlanta is, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, last I checked.
Who got married when they were 14.
Now,
and it was like, no big deal.
He said he thought she was older.
They always say that.
Yes.
Everybody always, oh, I thought she was legal.
Now, in his defense, when I was 16...
Let's not talk about your sword past on the radio.
I'm not going to talk about my sword past. When I was 16, nobody would have ever thought I was 16.
Well, no.
People would have thought I was old enough.
I know, but that's the deal. Yeah.
Yes.
We all have our skeletons. But Rob Lowe escapes the whole Me Too thing because it was legal in Georgia.
It was legal in Georgia.
He was in Atlanta.
He was 24.
Why so many people went to Georgia, I'm sure, so they could have sex with underaged women. Who were legal in Georgia.
Somebody should have called Roman Polanski. He was 24
he
at
fine.
The time. So he was, you know, I can almost see it. Almost.
Almost. Jerry Lee Lewis. There's another one. Me too. But people buy his records. Sorry.
Yes.
I'll get off the
soapbox. You okay there?
All right. Okay.
So Rob, he's on Mark Maron's WTF podcast this week.
You know, Mark's podcast is hilarious.
Is it?
It's great. He's had some great guests. I would love to get those kinds of guests on the show. Yeah. He had President Obama on his show in his stinking garage. And he filmed, I mean, it was all on videos on YouTube. Mark
cool.
Maron. Yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
I don't think he makes any money from it, but anyway, sorry, I digress. So Rob was on Mark's show.
Yeah.
What's Rob got to say for himself?
Because one thing, Rob has a game show that he has to stump for.
Well, that's true. And now we know you stump on podcasts more than you do on the Today Show.
So Rob said he was ahead of his time and that the real F up is that he didn't wait till 20 years later to do it. It would have helped his career.
Yes. You know what? I think it did help his career, actually, for him to take a few years off. You know what? He was in a movie with Demi Moore. They were both naked. Mm-hmm. It was a lovely thing to watch, the two of them naked. You know what? It was lovely. And it was, you know, it was an R-rated movie, so you never saw any of his, bits. But, you know, Demi Moore, before she got fixed, she looked okay.
Well, she was a kid. Yeah,
she wasn't. Don't say the word kid. She was an adult. She was a consenting adult.
Yes, she was in her 20s. But she was young with a young person's body. She didn't need plastic surgery.
You know what? Rob Lowe finished okay, but he's never going to get those leading roles that he was supposed to get.
And he would have probably got them.
He might have, yeah. But
he was Rob Lowe. Back then, he was Rob Lowe.
Did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, good.
All right, that's going to do it for us today.
A man ahead of his time.
He was a man ahead of his time indeed. Yeah. All right, we'll do this again tomorrow. Have a good day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.